Asshole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bassholes? Welcome to I'm a Basshole, the podcast. I'm Doug Bass. Thanks for joining us. As always, got a really fun show today, an informative show, an interesting show, some great topics. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on the YouTube channel, at Basshole Show. That's the IG as well. We're on all the social media things, so just subscribe wherever you get your podcast fixed. Check us out, whatnot. It's raining again. Every time we've recorded this podcast, it's been raining for some reason. I don't know if we're doomed or what, but it's gloomy weather here in LA. No, but it's going to be a fun podcast. I'm excited to jump in. Our guest today is Rico Graziano, comedian, actor, fellow Jersey boy. Yes. And Robbie DeRocha is in the studio as well. At Robbie DeRocha. And we're going to jump in. Rachel D is joining us remotely from Basshole Studios Phoenix. We're going to jump in.
From her room?
From her room and whatnot. Let's jump in here. Rico is a stand-up comedian, a newer stand-up.
Going on my third, yeah.
You're an actor as well, right?
I've been acting forever. Yeah.
That's what I thought. And you are also from New Jersey. Where in New Jersey are you from?
Palisades Park, New Jersey.
That's right, Palisades Park. We're kind of from the same area-ish. Yeah. And Rico used to be my next-door neighbor for a long time.
Wait, here in L.A. or in New Jersey?
Here in L.A.,
For years. Literally, you lived four doors down from
like 5 years or something like that?
Would you drive there? You would drive there?
It was a block from here, so I would drive here.
You wouldn't walk. Yeah. See, people from New Jersey are the ones that don't drive. That's the problem.
No, the best is he's going to love this. I was going to park in the meter, even though I live two blocks away.
I know, yeah. Look at that.
I drove up to park in the meter.
Look at that disposable income you have, the meter money.
Disposable.
Oh, it's expensive, the meter. You know,
yeah.
I got a ticket last night actually.
Oh, was 67?
First parking ticket, and probably
$73.
Oh, is that what it is now?
How much is it?
It's like 50 something.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got a bargain.
I know. It was the first one I've gotten in like 2 years, so I guess I was due. You know, you're due after a while.
Yeah.
You live in LA, you're due. Yeah. You got to pay your dues.
They don't have that problem in Arizona.
Do they? Yeah, do they have that parking problem there?
In my garage? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
You have a garage? Oh, you fancy now.
Hey, I have a garage, too. I just didn't park there last night. I'm an idiot.
Wait, you parked without your pass on your own
street?
No.
I was out and about. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like late. It was late night. Yeah. All right. So this is the Basshole Podcast. Now, Rico is here to join us today to talk about... We are talking about something that's called Comedy Fantasy Camp. That is something that exists in Los Angeles here. It's a stand-up comedy fantasy camp that is run by a guy. His name is David Fishoff. He is a business guy, I guess. All right.
We should have him on the show. He'd crush it.
Maybe we'll have him. I don't know. Maybe we'll have him after this. We'll see. Yeah. So David Fishoff is he's the guy who produces the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that's been going on for 25 years, something like that here.
Right.
So it's that's obviously a success, and it's been going on for
a long
time.
It's great. I heard, you get to perform with like...
That sounds like a great idea, the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. So after the success of that, obviously, he went on the Adam Carolla show, and I guess Adam started interviewing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and then they came up with the idea to try Comedy Fantasy Camp, which, I think was Carolla kind of pushing him to do this thing, and then they both agreed, this is an amazing idea, why hasn't this been done, whatever, So that brainchild was formed between the two of them, and they produced the first Comedy Fantasy Camp, which was the first one was back in October of 2023. And it's people like Jay Leno, Adam Carolla, Caroline Ray, Harlan Williams, Alonzo Bowden, David Zucker, all these people.
Jay Moore.
Jay Moore was from like a show they took him to at night.
Okay, so all these people,
there was people at the Comedy Store that they would go see.
Right.
Oh, they would perform.
So let's get into this. So Rico being a newer stand-up comedian, 2-3 years in, whatever, gets a whim of this comedy fantasy camp, right? Correct. Mm-hmm. And you sign up for the thing, and they are first of all, this thing ain't cheap.
So there was like three tiers. So right. It was like a 3,000, a 4,000, and a 5,000.
5,000?
5,000. Wait till you see what these guys got for 5,000. So, right. And we'll go, on top of that,
we'll go into that.
But it was 15 people, like exclusive. The website kept changing, but when I got it, it was 15 people only. You spend, a day with Jay Leno and Adam. They pushed it pretty much like it was 15 people with all these people that you're with.
Right, so that's the thing.
I was like 15 people. So fuck it.
Yeah, so you messaged me something. You were sending me the thing. The not David himself, but his assistant or the organization or whoever was emailing people like you saying, with only 15 spots available, this camp is sure to sell out. Please feel free to share this video with your funny friends and family or the ones who think you aspire to be funny. Show them what they could experience with you. So they're selling that there's 15 spots available. That's what they said initially. So you as a comedian are like, wow, 15 spots to work and learn from Leno, Carolla, all these people. That sounds like a good way to maybe get your foot in the door, learn some things, network, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so you sign up for the thing, right? Mm. And you do, and the headline package. So the camp packages here, they say it's first of all, it's a deposit of $599 to hold your spot, right?
Jesus Christ!
Then it goes here. Let me show the screen here. Then it says $3,499 is the headline package. This includes lunches and opening night dinners, snacks and refreshments, a video of your final performance at the Hollywood Improv, discount room rate at a host hotel. Financing
of your
options,
3-minute
financing options available. All right. So you sign up for this one, right?
The one I put the $599 down.
Right.
I'll explain what I did after the fact.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Explain after the fact. So you put down a deposit. You're going to finance this thing because it is a hefty price.
Yeah.
All right. So you sign up for the thing. You put the thing down.
Wait. What are the differences between the packages?
So the headliner package is the normal package.
That's the 3,000. That's the headliner is usually the guy that kills at the end of the show.
Right. All right. So
they didn't even know the terminology either.
All right. Here it goes up a notch to the VIP mentorship package. This is $4,499. So in addition to what you get in the headliner package, this package gives you access to top agents and managers in the world of comedy for you to discuss any business that interests you. You'll have dinner with Mike August and the leading comedy managers and agents in Hollywood. Mike is a former talent agent for William Morris, former producer for Jimmy Kimmel Live, and current manager of comedian podcaster Adam Carolla. So that's an extra grand they're throwing on to have dinner with Mike August.
to watch him eat chicken.
It was so bad. I wasn't in that, but the guys who went, so.
So you didn't buy that package?
I didn't get that package, but the guys who did were so pissed because they had like 8 people per table. So he was sitting at a table for 8 people and they were like, oh no. He's like, the other agents were talking to each other.
Let's back up one second.
It was so good.
This is like the sequel to the disappointment of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so you sign up for this thing. You think you're going in.
I'm sorry. Could we just go through each package?
That's the VIP package.
Oh, I thought it was 3, but 2? Okay.
There's a spouse package that you could add on.
You got to get married to get this?
All right, so there's a spouse package for $900 that you can add on. The spouse package for your significant other, access to all the meet and greets, daily lunches, opening night party, and you can attend the live performance. Then there's also a photography package for $500. The photographer will follow you around and take pictures of you doing all this shit.
Oh, my God.
So, all right, so if you did everything, if you added up, all right, what is it, $4,500, about $6,500 if you get all the packages. This does not include a flight to Los Angeles, does not include lodging.
Some people say
it
10
includes, it includes some food, not drinks. So people are spending about 10 grand to do this if you got the whole big package deal, right? 10 grand to do comedy fantasy camp. That's what it is.
3 minutes on stage.
And they're offering 3 minutes on stage.
Three minutes.
Okay, so... let's back up now. Now Rico signs up for the basic package. He doesn't want all the bells and whistles because he probably realizes that it's not worth it. So you get to the camp, which is at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
At the Roosevelt, yeah.
Okay, in Hollywood. So you get to be on Hollywood Boulevard. That must have been exciting for you living here 20 plus years. so you get there, you walk into the Hollywood Roosevelt, and there's what, 70 campers there about?
So
how many people?
So
we
walk in and there's like seven guys and I'm like, oh, okay. So like, you know, I'm like, hey, I talked to them because I figure like, oh, we're 15. This is like the guys I'm going to be working with for the next few days.
Right. These are your camp mates.
And then they're like, oh, you guys have to sign something before you go in. And it was during a strike. So I looked at the thing and I was just like, oh, here, like, you know, like I acted like I signed it and just handed it to him because I was it specifically said like, we can do whatever we want with your likeness, video, anything that happens there is theirs. And I was like,
their property.
Property. So I just kind of like, I looked at it and I was like, oh, and then I just handed it and it was the girl that had some like intern who didn't really look and was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So, in the room. So you didn't sign it. So they're filming this thing to promote it. And
oh, yeah. They're trying to do like two sizzle reels. They had like a 16-year-old kid, which nobody under 21 was supposed to go in.
Right.
Was one of the other rules that they broke.
It said 18 and up on the website.
Yeah.
I think, right?
They had a 16-year-old kid and they had a couple
right
that were like
I saw a clip of that
we
do have some footage I believe because I was scouring the their internet their Instagram page and stuff and I think this is you
Rico?
I think this is you sitting there, right? Is that
that's
you?
That's actually the very beginning.
So this is you arriving at the camp. You look disappointed as hell.
Yeah. I couldn't believe what was happening.
Here we go. Registration is open. This is from a boomerang, too, so they kept going back and forth just looking at your disappointing face. And you have the same cup of coffee that you have right now.
I think so. All
right. So that's the first day at camp. You get there. So you're already disappointed. You already realize this is a con, a scam. You feel bamboozled.
I was like, you know, I'm from Jersey. And once it happens, you're like, oh, man, I got to fuck.
You didn't see this coming.
No, 50 people. I was kind of like,
I heard the ads, and because I'm a big listener of the show. I love Carolla's show.
I like Adam Carolla too.
I don't agree with like a lot of the stuff that he's changed. He's been vilified. Like he was vilified during COVID, so he's like changed a little bit. But other than that, like when I heard the show and I heard about it, I almost wanted to do it. Just screw it. Get to like, hang out with that. Get a mentor and this and that.
Right.
It sounds amazing. So this is just so disappointing to hear.
The way that they're spinning this thing, like you as being a comedian for a very long time, you are actually almost interested in doing it.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I saw like the final performances at the Hollywood Improv and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, like this. Yeah. I was like, oh, this could be cool. I said this could be cool. Yeah.
Can I chime in? I saw the ad and I was immediately like, this is a scam.
Okay, like, Rachel knew.
I was immediately like, comedy's a scam. Anytime anyone is trying to teach comedy, it's a scam.
Yeah.
So when it was $5,000 to perform at the Hollywood Improv, I was...
Well, here's the thing.
I performed there for free.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Go every Wednesday and Tuesday, get picked out of the hat for nothing.
Right.
I mean, $15.
I think we could all say that, like, we've all taken a comedy class of some sort, you know, and, yeah.
But not a $5,000 one.
No, not for five. No,
no, no.
Maybe like $300-$400 or something like that, you know, like where it's like, you know, 10 people, 12 people in a room. It's a writing group. You learn things. Yeah. You throw things back and forth. That's fine. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
That's fine. But like, yes, 5,000 and up, almost 10 grand to attend a fantasy camp. I get it. The word fantasy is in it. So that might be their disclaimer. Who knows? But yeah, awesome. So it's a little, I mean, this is a giant scam, I think. And the fact that Carolla is putting his name on it and his show is part producer. David Fischoff, he's the main guy behind it, obviously. And the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, that looks fun. That I understand as a musician. Like if you go in there and you have your guitar and you go in and you're jamming out with, fucking, I don't know, whoever they get, you know.
Way to be specificity right there.
Whoever.
Jimmy Page. I'm sorry, he's dead. That would be a fantasy camp. If it was maybe a hologram of Jimmy Page, that'd be a good scam.
If you go there and you're you know, you're rocking out with Kurt Cobain or something like that.
Why are you running on my joke there? No, we go with Slash. Slash
That's
probably did
I
it.
I couldn't think of his
name.
Slash
may have possibly done it.
I would say so. Yeah.
I couldn't think of someone's name. So I'm not a rock and roll guy. All right.
Neither am I.
I couldn't think. But yeah, like
Tom Petty.
If he's dead. Yeah.
That's a real fantasy
if
camp.
They could pull that off, yeah, then that might be worth $20,000. I don't know.
I'd pay money to rock out with those guys or up on stage.
Pearl Jam tickets are going for like $1,500.
No, but if they, look, that is selling a thing. Like, if they were like, hey, come and rock out with Springsteen and the E Street Band, it's $15,000. I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I might do that. I don't even know how to fucking pick up a guitar, but I might learn in the next month to go do that. You know what I mean? If you have the money to throw away. So the comedy camp, though, is very different. It's comedy is an individual thing. It's an individual experience. So if they are promising these students, these comedians, one-on-one time in a room of 15 people with Leno and Carolla and Harlan Williams and whoever, it's like, yeah, like I would expect if I'm paying north of $5,000, I would expect at least 45 minutes with Leno to like sit down and work on jokes, you know, or whatever. And from what I now when you went to the camp, you went to day one, and then you quit after that. Is that correct?
Well, I went to day one.
You're a quitter.
I didn't do all the other stuff that they did there. Like I went to the Roosevelt, and I was just because I was like, for a few things, like I was like, let me see. But the first thing he says, David Fischoff, he goes,
"You F
never,
off."
Yeah, he goes, "Oh, you never know. This is Hollywood. Who's gonna see you? It could change your life." And I was like, I cannot believe he just said that. Like the second punch in the gut. Like you know what I'm saying? Because I already knew. So I got punched in the gut in the alley, punched in the gut when I went to the room, and then that final, it was like the final of like, fuck you.
Yeah,
I was
all like, right. So you're there. He's at the registration, the opening introduction to camp. He's spewing this bullshit.
Bullshit
off
the
everyone.
People from out of
and
town.
Every and everyone is and it, this is definitely built for people that are coming from all over the country, Florida,
a lot of older people,
wherever, Midwest, retirees, divorcees, people stuck
in retirement money.
People that have money.
A ton of them. Yeah, yeah.
No, because I was at the second. This is the first one we're talking about that Rico went to, and then they did it again last weekend, and I happened to be at the Hollywood Improv. To see the part of the showcase and see, you know, I met some of the people that were doing it and stuff. So, yes, most of the people I talked to were from all over the place. And it's built for these people that have money to throw away or have the dream fantasy camp. It's built for the person who never took the shot to try stand-up comedy, right? Yeah. And they always wanted to. I get it, right? but there are also people like you mixed into this thing who live here and are really trying to pursue stand-up comedy and took this as a serious like class that I'm going to invest $5,000 into and would like to really get something out of it. They are lumped in with these people that that are like dreamers.
There was surprisingly there was so many people there that like their girlfriends bought it for them or boyfriends, like you know, like it was people like, well, it was like almost like a therapy, like go to California, follow that
get
dream
away
of
from
yours.
Me for the weekend.
Were there a lot of people that had lost their minds? Because he was talking about one of the performers recently on the show, like I mean, like even today, I think it was, and he was talking about some guy that was on stage and he was supposed to do 3 minutes and he took out a red cone.
Yeah, we're gonna play. We have a clip of that.
Oh, you have a clip. Oh yeah. Okay.
Hold on. Let's
where's Phoenix.
Let's finish.
Phoenix.
All right.
She's there. Yeah. Hold on. Let's just talk. So let's just say like I just want to finish Rico's experience with this first. Then we'll get into that. So you go to the first day and then you quit after that and you try to get a refund. Is that correct?
Yeah, I go up to him. I try to get a refund. He's like, come back tomorrow. Yeah. We have the show tonight. I'm like, he told me to line up. I'm like, I know these people personally. Like I've been on fucking stage.
Right.
I forgot who was even there. Like you know, I was like, no. I was like, whatever. I'll come back tomorrow during the day. I'll check it out again because it was supposed to be like this writing.
So well, yeah, so we have a copy.
So
we have
did
a copy.
You do? What did you do?
He went, he went to the orientation.
No, I went to the I stayed pretty much.
So this is at 1:30.
So 1:30. Pretty much, yeah, it was like I got it.
We have the syllabus here of the Comedy Fantasy Camp from the October. And it says, yeah, like the first thing is intro to TV writing with Carol Leifer. That's pretty much a Q&A panel kind of thing. Yes. So the majority of this campus are panels, right?
Did you get a book? Did they at least give you a book?
No,
she
was actually selling a book.
Oh, she was selling
a book.
So afterwards, you could have went and take a picture with her.
Okay, so there's panels, there's Q&As, there's photo opportunities. Then they put 3:15 to 3:30, open mic. Like,
wait, was the book about TV writing?
It was her book. I'm not even sure if it was about TV writing.
It was her biography.
It was her talking about the book. It was not about TV writing.
Give you a book to maybe like give you some sort of structure of how to write a joke or anything.
Did they go over? So all right. So you go to the first day, then you go home. Do you come back the second day?
Yeah, I was like, come back the second
day.
No.
Let's go through the list.
Yeah, let's go through the list. Okay. So open mic 15 minutes, and that went down to whoever bitched the most already got the open mic. They said it was out of the hat, but it was
right.
They went up to my one friend who was bitching and complaining. They're like, "You can go up. We can do your 3 minutes." But it was only four people.
But that's
up.
What I mean. It's like, why would you put a 15-minute allotment on an open mic? They don't know anything about it. How do you do 75 people? How do you do an open mic for 75 people in 15 minutes? Everyone goes up and touches the mic. Go ahead, Rachel.
Honestly, 15 minutes is about as much time as I want to spend at an open mic. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah, but you may not get up.
True. And you know what, though? If you do like an open mic at the Improv, that's like around 2 to 3 hours long of watching mostly shitty comedians go up for 3 minutes. And right. then you don't even know if you're going to get picked or what.
Right.
But that's how they should have ran this.
Exactly.
They should have like separated you guys in groups, and then you know each one of you does time, and then gets a little bit of notes of something.
Oh no! That comes up.
All right, let's go to day two now, Rico.
We're still on day one, man. Come on. Go ahead.
I'm trying to stay. Go ahead, Rico.
Good. So Caroline comes up. She just pretty much it says from 3:30 to 5. They didn't start till about 4, and they left early. So she pretty much went up and did a set.
I did see a clip on the Instagram.
For like 30 minutes? Or what? The entire time?
Well, she did some talking about stuff. Like, oh, I can't believe you guys are here. Blah, blah, like really pushing for the camp. And I was like, oh, like, this is interesting. Like,
were you guys like supposed to like hold hands or like get to know each other or like?
Then
you guys had dinner. What was the dinner like? Did you guys at least have a steak?
Here's some footage from the first day. Let's lay out on the boomerang. How to use a mic stand? Look at that. That's an hour.
That's an important lesson. Seriously.
Is that an hour? Wow.
I don't know. Look, here's the day two. There's David Fischoff announcing everyone. I mean, yeah. All right. So Caroline Wright does a set, right?
Yeah, pretty much a set.
Right. Okay, and then the mentorship. So what happens during mentorship?
What is the mentorship?
So they have the 5:15, 6:30 dinner. You go across the street to Hard Rock Cafe, and they have three options, like a pulled pork, hamburger, and, I don't know, grilled cheese. So you pick the three. So then now other guys who didn't go there went to the mentorship, who paid a lot of money, which was a majority of the people.
Right. And that's the dinner with Mike August and all those guys.
Yeah.
All right.
And you were like watching from the window or what? Just standing there?
They're at the Hard Rock Cafe eating grilled cheese.
Could I eat the food with you? Well, so they were eating good food then too.
No, everybody said it sucked too. So that sucked. But again, afterwards, I was like, that's when I got like everybody on my side who's up there to like, I can't fucking believe that happened. Like, you ain't gonna believe what happened. I'm like, no. I'm like, I will believe you. They were like, it was like one guy per table of 8 people.
Yeah.
And then they were, the agents were talking to each other.
Hey, like,
how many people were at the private dinner?
There was like 40 people. 40 people. And it was like four agents. And they were talking. So these guys were like, we paid $1,000 each to watch agents talk to each other.
So it was another panel, pretty much.
What were they talking about? They were talking
out loud. From the guy who was like, he's like,
you get to be in a room with a former agent. That's what you get to be for
$1,000. Oh, and the radio was loud, and Roosevelt couldn't lower the music. They could barely hear each other.
Oh,
so this is pretty much the fire festival of comedy camps, right? Would we say that's fair? All right. So then it says opening night show at the Roosevelt. What is that now?
Teddy's.
That's the show with Jay Moore and Caroline Ray and Jamar Neighbors. So that's just the show everyone watched? Is that what that is?
Did you at least watch the show?
By that time, I was out.
Because
there was probably like a 2-drink minimum too.
It says cash bar. Yeah, that's the drinks aren't even included in your price.
Not even free drinks.
Nope.
So then after the show, they watch a show, and then there's another open mic for an hour, and then everyone goes to bed.
So you didn't even do that?
No. Well, the open mic, from what I found out, by the time they got out of the show and they got there, they could barely only do like 15 to 20 minutes because the Roosevelt.
Oh, they were like, get out of here.
So the show ran long on top of that.
A comedy show ran long?
Wow. Yeah. Well, at least they're getting that experience.
With 60 audience members. You know they were like,
All right. So that's day one. All right.
120 drinks.
That's day one. All right. And then you go home pissed off, and then you come back for the second day, correct?
Yeah, after I have the conversation with David, I'm like, listen, this is, you know.
So then you go back.
Yeah, so then he's like, come back, you'll see, it'll be different tomorrow. It's going to be totally different game tomorrow.
We are missing a page of the syllabus, just so you know. But we're missing Friday.
That's the fun pack.
I know, we're missing Friday, which is unaccounted for. Maybe they drugged Rico that day.
I think Friday goes from here to here. Then what are you talking about?
Well, then there's no Saturday. It doesn't matter. All right, Rico's here to tell us everything.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So you go back the second day.
So they bring up the breakout day is they bring up five comedians. Mm-hmm. Now, the fucked up, like, the messed up part is they're giving their thing. The girl's like, oh, I've been doing comedy 3 years, blah, blah, blah. And they go down and they all introduce themselves.
Right.
Sort of like in the Roosevelt, in that room. They're like, well, we're going to break out and one comedian's going to go into the group. So
these are the celebrity comedians that are mentoring
celebrity
people?
Celebrity comedians. Yeah. The one who had the most, this girl had like 8 years. Eight years she's been doing comedy. So like there was nobody, you know, I mean.
There was no veteran.
There's no veteran.
For 3 years,
is there,
really?
Is there a big name, though, there?
No.
So like Corolla, no one is there one-on-one time.
The break. No,
right.
Nothing.
It's just a comedian who has experience in L.A. Maybe they have a show or two here or whatever. Yeah, okay.
So they've never done like even like a workout room where you throw shit back and forth.
Right.
So they break out in groups, and I'm looking around, and everybody's just standing there. Nobody really knows what to do because...
Is no one from the show there, like Dawson or
you mean the Adam Carolla show?
Yeah.
None of them. Nobody's there.
I mean, that would have been great if they were there. I mean,
anybody. So,
right.
like I said,
all right, so there's breakout groups. Everyone's working on their stuff.
Well, whatever. No, nobody was. Everybody was standing around. So finally, I stepped up and I said to the girl, I said, you know what? How about we all just do our 3 minute set and, you know, just give us some notes or whatever. Like, you know, give me a tag. Tell me what you should take out. Like,
notes. Like, Workshop it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I get up. I do my thing. She's like, oh, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
That was your note?
That was my note.
Are you amazing?
Don't worry. You'll be fine. And I was
wow.
Okay. And then
I pretty much
took over the group.
Is this kind of where, I know there was something that they mentioned, like they were going to like split people up into experience groups, like people that have never done it and then people that have been doing it for like a year or two, like you or whatever, you know, like
there was wherever you were sitting. Like if we were sitting here, they're like, you guys are one group.
So you basically became a counselor there.
Yeah, pretty much because the comedian didn't know what you were doing. People should have been paying you $1,000 to have dinner with them.
Everyone's just sitting around, and you had to say something and be like, "Hey, could we start this?" I mean, this is very.
Yeah. All right. So
the girl said to me that she goes, "I don't know what I'm supposed to do." I said, "What do you mean?
Is this the camp counselor?"
The comedian, the experienced comedian. She goes, "I don't even know what they want us to do." And it was funny because
we started laughing.
I'm like, "Yeah,
it's a dumpster fire immediately.
It's a dumpster fire off the bat."
All right. So this little session ends, and what's after that now?
Did Ja Rule show up at all? No?
No, I don't think Ja Rule.
What's after this?
Okay, so there was a guy who came. He was a writer, but he was actually cool because he found out what people were paying beforehand.
Right. Uh-huh.
Like somebody told him, and so he gave like the rundown. Like he literally had the board. He's like, we only got an hour, and he was working it, and he was telling people
how he was trying to get everyone's time.
You know, like he was trying to like you could tell he felt bad.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, I feel like I like this guy because he's like trying to like
because he cares.
He cares.
Yeah, he cares. He's like, hey, pay attention. I'm gonna be going fast. It's gonna be up here. Blah blah blah. I'll be here afterwards.
Right.
So
okay.
What's his
name? Jerry Katzman.
I don't know.
No, okay, because he teaches a class. Anyways.
All right. Yeah. So
this guy does this thing, and I'm watching, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know, like. Way talking over. I mean, and I've written and I've taken class, the whole bit, and I was like, he's talking over a lot of these people's heads, but he's giving something, you know, like he's doing the thing, and he brought it up like 3 times, like a few $1,000. He's like, keep up, guys. So then that ended, and then they brought out eventually, like it was like a 15-minute smoke break, and then they bring out three.
So they're already encouraging people to smoke as a comic. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was much. Come on. People from out of state. So they're cigarette smokers outside. Lots of like heavy, like right people, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a Trump joke. Yeah. A Trump joke would not work in that room.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I know, man. Right. I've seen the. They're all red pill mostly now. Whenever I listen to that, people get really upset. Like, you listen to Corolla. I'm like, yeah, I don't care about his opinions or whatever. But go ahead.
All right. So, after this thing, when is like, there's another Q&A coming up, I'm guessing, a panel, right? Is this Corolla that shows up next?
No, okay. Corolla is not showing
up. Okay. So who's next?
So the next panel is three agents and two managers, and they just come up on stage and they introduce themselves and what they do.
Right.
And then they do a Q&A, and then they were getting questions like, you know, from like a 60-year-old guy. He's like, hey, so how do I, you know, get in the industry and blah, 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 blah.
I love that they have this agent manager panel before anyone's learned anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was totally.
What part do you pull your pants down and bend over? What part was that? Is that later on?
Happening. Yeah.
That's on the way to the airport. Yeah. Security.
Good Lord.
All right. So then there's another panel. So that's another bullshit thing. And then after that, is there any, what's after that? Another thing? Lunch? You go back to the Hard Rock to eat a burger?
Yeah, we go back to the Hard Rock.
So all the meals are at the Hard Rock.
Right across the street, same meals.
How many meals do they give? Three?
Three meals, yeah.
You would think for the amount of money they're paying, they couldn't take them some LA authentic place.
I'm sorry, Two.
Two meals.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday was, three. Thursday,
three meals. And then I saw one thing that said like dinner on your own or something like that.
Yeah.
But you go get your own fucking dinner.
You would think that like you're paying that much money. They should take them to like, you know, like a Musso and Frank. I don't know. Somewhere with history. I don't know. Hard Rock. It's in every fucking city in the country.
Doug, that's where they struck a deal. So like they're getting kickbacks.
No, they're getting kickbacks.
From any hotel where you got Hard Rock. They're making money.
Like, I mean, they should have like done Red Lobster at least, and it was Lobster Fest or whatever.
That's too far. It's in Inglewood. You gotta go all the way down there.
So again, I'm bitching at David. I'm like, dude.
You want to leave at this point?
Again, he's like, come tomorrow. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day,
there's no one else bitching.
Oh no, there's people bitching, but they didn't have like the balls. I did like, go right up to how that many, guy. They're bitching at his little minions.
What would you say the percentage of like the 70 people are like very disappointed in this experience?
There was
so far?
Probably about 20 people that weren't disappointed. They were more or less not even sure what they paid or given like a gift. Like the one guy was like, he was like him and his wife unemployed because of the strike. And he's like, she got it for my birthday. It's like $4,000. Man. And I'm like,
I got to stick around.
My heart's breaking. And I'm like, because I already have a plan. You'll know the plan later.
Here's the difference.
How much is the package again?
$5,000.
You were going to pay $3,000, right? Or is it
35?
35.
Okay, just keep talking. Sorry.
All right. So, but speaking of gift, though, if someone like, here's the thing: if you're an 18-year-old kid or something, and you're interested in comedy, just graduated from high school, someone got you this as a graduation gift or something, I probably would be like, "Wow, that's awesome!" Because you don't know anything yet.
It'd be amazing.
You know
what I mean?
You're like,
"Let's go
to LA." Yeah, awesome. Like that seems appropriate. Or it's the the person with that's retired and has nothing to do.
Yeah.
Fine, I get that. You know, but then there's the middle in between people that are like unsure. They're really working on it, like you, or someone that got it as a gift as a reluctant thing, and they're like, "What the fuck is this shit?" You know. So there's a mix of people that are like that are getting ripped off or embarrassed to take it or really do want to take it.
Everybody,
I mean, basically this is a grift in the sense that it's $3,500. You said that's for the lowest package. You said 70 people or so were there, right? So that's $245,000 for 3 days worth of work. Wow.
This guy, David Fischoff, is making over $320,000 doing this.
Yeah.
I would say.
Probably because the other people are paying $5,000. I'm not even including that. I'm just including the lowest number of it all.
This guy is a business guy. He doesn't know anything about comedy, it seems like. He's making over $300,000 doing this thing. It's a cash grab. Carolla throws his name on it. Leno, I feel like Leno didn't really know what he was getting into.
I'll wait till I tell you. All right.
He wants you to come back for day three, right? Day three?
I told him, listen, because Adam was coming up to talk about his podcast, which I walked out halfway through because he pretty much was doing like a set to actually somebody who listens to the show. He's like, he's kind of doing a show. He's like, did he just
record a podcast there or he did?
I don't even think he recorded the podcast. Yeah.
He definitely didn't record it because I would have listened to it.
But he pretty much says the guy that was sitting next to is like he's not giving us anything.
He talks about how he was working as a construction worker, and then Jimmy Kimmel and then the boxing match, the Bleeda and Reseda.
It's everything you could have read from one of his books or heard on his podcast or whatever.
So I was like, all right, I'm out.
How he met Kimmel.
All right, so everyone's paying for rehashed shit that's on YouTube, pretty much. All right, so Carolla does his thing, and then you leave after that.
Yeah, then I leave, and then they're like, "Oh, well, Jay, come back. Jay's coming tonight. Jay Leno. Come see Jay."
Right.
I was like, you know what? I'm like, all right. It was actually like a 2-hour thing, so I come back for Jay.
Yeah, why not?
Jay comes on stage, does Jay for 30 minutes. When I say Jay told other people's jokes. He'd be like, well, you know, back in the day, Rodney would say, and you'd tell a Rodney Dangerfield joke. Mm-hmm. Or Bill would say, So that's what he did. He wasn't telling anything original. He would just pretty much was spewing off, but he was giving them credit. Like,
right.
I mean, I think it was everybody who was dead, but he was telling their jokes.
Right, he's telling
sitting
stories.
Down, and then he's like, are we good? And it was like 30 minutes in, and the guy's like, well, can you take some questions? He's like, okay. He's like, all right.
Wow. He's hesitant.
Jay is out at this point.
He did 30 minutes ish and he wanted to leave.
So this is what shocked me about the whole thing was that I'm like, oh my God, like maybe he knows. So anyways, they have two people come up to do one joke. He gives them a little thing and then somebody asked him a question and his response was like, you know, Hollywood's hard. He's like, I'll just find what you really like and do that. That's his advice to everybody.
And I was this is all fantasy.
How much money does Jay Leno need, really?
So here's the best. So now I walk over to David and I'm like, you're not fucking getting a dollar from me, dude. I was like, that's it, dude.
I said to him,
and I hear he's like, give me a minute. He goes behind the curtain and he's talking to Jay. Jay's like, what do you mean I gotta take pictures? He's like, Jay, I told these guys you're gonna take pictures with them.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. Jay's like, you can see Jay's pissed. I'm looking right at him. I'm like, oh, wow, man, look how pissed Jay is. So finally he's like, so it's like 15 minutes going on back there. Finally Jay breaks. He's like, he looks out and there's a line lined up to go take a picture.
Yeah, dude, because he's getting a chunk of chain to do this thing. So right?
Jay, is he getting a chunk of chain?
I guess he is.
On it, dude.
I think he was probably being nice, no?
Are you fucking kidding me? Come on.
So he goes out, does pictures with everybody, gets online, you know, like everybody gets online, takes their pictures, the $500 picture package, which was great, by the way, because one of the guys who got it, he goes, they just photo dumped every picture. He's like, I got pictures of everybody. They didn't even edit him out.
I'm surprised if they were like, people taking pictures with their phone.
They didn't even frame it?
But like,
frame it, nothing. They sent the whole drop of pictures of people they didn't even know.
Yeah, they just sent one large file. Yeah. Like, it would have been great if people were taking photos with their phone and they're like, ah, wait, you didn't get the photo package. You can't take it. Yeah. Give me your phone. You fucker.
Yeah, like in Disneyland when you're like on the ride and it's like you can't take a picture of it.
Here's a ad for the camp of Leno and David and Adam promoting it. Let's look at this real quick to see how.
Adam Carolla sitting here with David Fischoff and Jay Leno. And we're here to tell you about our comedy fantasy camp coming up October 12th through the 15th right here in Los Angeles. We're going to have a lot of big names. We're going to talk about podcasting. We're going to talk about writing. We're going to talk about writing for movies, show running, TV, stand up as well. And it's all going to end with a show at the world famous Hollywood Improv. Thoughts, Jay?
Oh, Adam really sold that, didn't he? Hello, can we do it again?
I was about to say that.
Not only are we going to be there, but Alonzo Bowden's going to be there. Harlan Williams is going to be there. Carol.
All right.
I was about to say, where's the enthusiasm?
Yeah, dude, it's a horrible ad for it, first of all. I mean, that's just lame. Rachel, what do you think?
Thanks for including me, guys.
I'm trying, Rachel. It's very different. I think that's
clear that comedy is a scam. If you get to a certain level and what you're doing is promoting classes, you're taking advantage of people. Like, that's all you're doing. There's no reason to do it otherwise. It just...
So you recommend not to take it?
Yeah. I recommend, any comedy.
Not endorsing
class.
It. Like,
you gotta,
what if they said, Rachel, you can come here and teach the class for $5,000, part of the money for 3 days worth of work?
She would do it.
I would do it.
Oh.
But I'm also saying, don't take it.
Lunch
included?
Yeah, exactly. She wants a pay advance on that for sure.
Is lunch included?
Yeah. You'll be eating at Flappers Comedy Club. All right. So that's one of their ads. So you get pissed off at David, and then you go home and you tell him you want a refund, right? Is that correct?
I'm like, David, you know, you keep having me coming fucking back. And again, now he has the whole room filming. There's constantly filming going on.
Right.
The whole bit. I'm like,
so there's probably footage of you getting mad at him.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Are you raising your voice at this point?
No. I'm trying to be cool because he's a very old man. When you're near him, he's very fragile. Now, and I'm a big guy, so I didn't want to be like, you know.
Yeah.
You should have muscled them a little bit. Come on, Greg Popovich, man. Yeah, get out of here.
You know.
All right. So
October 7th just happened. I didn't want to be the guy bumping up on a Jewish guy at that time.
Right. All right. So you get.
Oh, we got to go into that. What are you? Are you Palestinian or not?
I live in fucking Lindenhurst. I'm trying to pay rent. Okay. Dude.
All right. I want to play some clips again. I know.
The temperature of what was happening in the world.
Yeah, let's take that part.
Let's get more. Let's get more into the psyche of David Fischoff. Let's see this guy. We have a clip here on the Adam Carolla Show promoting the show. Let's play this.
And you know, you're going to want to learn and hear from the best in the business, you know. And I think you can go to college for 4 years to Emerson. I always tell people they send their kids to Berklee School of Music, you know, for 4 years. And they come out and they're roadies or they're running, they're working in radio stations. And I said, here you're going to get a chance for 4 days to really ask these people from the minds who've made it. And I think it's gonna be incredible. Listen, Tony Robbins says, you want to do something, immerse yourself for 4 days into it. And here you're going to be able to immerse yourself. I think it's going to be...
Do you feel immersed?
I'm a wannabe. I can't play an instrument. If I started in the Catskills, all I wanted to do was do stand-up, you know? And I've never been able to have that dream. So, you know, what's that Cy Sims? He says, I'm the owner. What does he say? He says, I'm the worst customer or the best customer. I think this is exciting.
Cy Sims? Sorry.
Yeah, Cy Sims had a saying, like, I'm the customer. Anyways, the question is...
Who's Cy Sims? Sorry.
Cy Sims on New York. I'm sorry. He's a big...
All right, hold on.
Oh, man. He's doing, like, the old man talk where he just says someone's name and thinks everyone knows who it is.
Let me see if this is my mom.
Yeah, so now I know we're talking about comedy fantasy camp, but it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Find people. There's enough people out there who want to do stand-up or wanted to do stand-up or thought they could do stand-up and now they're gonna get the chance to hang out with a few people and know what they're talking about and they have a performance
and they don't have to play in a band, which mm-hmm. is the biggest problem people have. They're scared to come, you know, to rock camp. It's the fear factor here. They're afraid they're gonna suck, but here I think that the response has been amazing. And I've told people, you don't have to perform. If you don't want to perform, don't perform. You're just going to learn from these people. You're going to learn from the writers. You're going to learn from these comics. But a lot of them, you know, my first call, guy is screaming on the phone. He says, I'm a gynecologist. I just retired, and my wife doesn't think I'm funny. My kids don't think I'm funny. I'm funny. You know where I go every day? You know what I do? And he starts doing a whole routine. And I think, you know, you're going to give a guy a chance like that. You're going to give a businessman called me and he says, you know, I'm single. I want to meet women. So
that's
where they're hot chicks. But it's not.
So I mean, look, that's another thing. Yeah, like a guy like that. I'm single. Yeah.
Groupies, like a group. They could have done like a heckling class.
The groupie pest.
They had a heckling class.
They had a roast battle.
But I'm saying they should have had a heckling class. They should have had a groupie pass. They should have had a, I don't know, write your own jokes pass. I mean, that's something, some sort of show with these things, life experiences like that.
So here's the thing.
Booed?
Here's the thing. So, you know, Adam Carolla puts his name on this thing. And I think, you know, everyone that he got to do it and sign up for, like Leno and everything, a lot of these people, I don't think they knew what they were walking into either.
Carolla maybe knew what he was doing.
I don't think so either. Because here's the thing. And then it also said on the thing that he was going to MC. Their final showcase is at the Hollywood Improv. I want to just put a disclaimer out there. Hollywood Improv rents out their place to corporations like this and private events. It's a great business opportunity for them. I understand that. They have nothing to do with this camp or the creative input or control or development over any of that stuff. So they're just renting out their space.
They're renting a room. They're not promoting.
They cover the improv sign. They're not promoting it at all. No. So this is. I'm just putting that out there as a disclaimer. That's all.
But then they use it in their advertisement.
Well, the camp uses it in their advertisement.
Yeah,
yes.
Camp uses it in its advertisement.
Camp uses it. The Hollywood Improv does not promote it in any way. So that being said, all right, let's move on. All right, so their final show, the students' final show after their camp is at the Improv. In the afternoon at like 1 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah, that's a great time for comedy. 1 p.m. Everyone wants to laugh at 1 p.m. Right? Yeah, come on.
So you didn't make it this far to the show.
Oh no. So what happened was that now I'm like I'm out. I'm not going. And my buddy calls me. He's like, dude. He's like, fuck it. Just come up and do 3 minutes or whatever or five.
Right.
So I live a few blocks away. I live right here, and I'm like. Right. No, fuck it. So, like, my name was on the time slot. It was like two, whatever it was. And I.
You're on the list.
I was on the list still. Yeah. So I just went up. I did fucking.
You did your time?
I did my. So, what happened is that it says five. I went up and they gave me three.
Yeah.
And then I was in the middle of I was in the middle of the joke and I just stopped. And I was like, all right. And I just walked up.
Did you get laughs?
Once you got the light?
Yeah. Well, the thing was is that the room was so split up in the sense of like, they're people from all over the world.
Right.
Yes, my one bit got a laugh. And then when I was in the middle of the second one, the light came on and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here again, dude? Like, it was like, you know, like, I was just like, you gotta be fucking. Because I already, by this point, I already knew.
Dude,
what
you're
I was
trying
doing.
To milk you what know. You paid yeah, already. Exactly. Yeah, and to me, well, I already, yeah. that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you're
I
would have
showed up and farted on the stage for 3 minutes. I don't give a shit.
Well, I already knew the battle that was coming with me and him about the paying, and I'll explain to you that in a minute.
Yeah.
So I did. So
the way this guy is, this David. So you have a horrible experience. You know it's a ripoff. You're trying to get your refund or whatever. And this guy is a hardcore business guy. He's not giving you your money back. It says all over the page. No refunds. No rebates. No refunds, something says arbitration or something like that.
If you signed it, 100%.
You didn't sign it.
Something happened because I was one of the first people that I had to give them a card over the phone.
Right.
So it was technically nothing that I signed. So the $599 went in, and then they did $899. So I kind of let those go because I was like, oh, this is happening. And once I was there, I was like, oh, I'm reversing all these charges. Saying they're fraudulent. So I call the credit card company. Afterwards, I put them all up as fraud charges. He calls, and so does somebody else. He calls them and starts yelling at the kid. This guy was like 25 years old. He's like, really? David called me. He's cursing and screaming at me. Blah, blah, blah. And he tried to call me, but I didn't answer. And then he sends me a text. I'm like, call me tomorrow. So he's like.
So you're like one person that, I mean, I wonder how many people were asking for their money back.
Oh, a lot. There was a lot of people.
It also says,
So what happened was that now I kind of already knew I had the loophole in the sense of like these separate charges. I didn't sign the original thing. So I kind of knew, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I got him. Like I said to him, I said, listen, you know what? So I showed up. I was like, I'll fucking give you $1,000. Let's call it whatever. He's like, what do you mean $1,000? And I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, take it. I was like, dude, you had 75 people there. I was like, you lied all over your website.
False advertising.
Yeah, yeah. I go, false advertising, this, that, the other thing. I go, what you make? $300,000? $300, he started yelling. And I was like,
$1,000. He's mad because you know how much money.
Yeah, exactly.
He got pissed when I said that. And I go, listen, I'll give you $1,000. Take it or leave it, dude. And he's like, I'll fight for the rest of the money. I was like,
of course you will.
I go, fine. Yeah. I hung up on him. I already put the reverse charges, so now he sends this paperwork game with a picture of me on stage.
Oh, Jesus. Or
this, but here's the thing. He has a contract.
I was about to say, like, you're talking about it right now. Yeah. This is going to air.
No, but I'm going to say, like, well, whatever, it's going to air. It doesn't matter because I didn't sign nothing anyway. Right, it was false advertising.
Well,
no,
I mean, this is bad press for him. Obviously, this is a former student that is, you know, telling what really is.
He has a picture of it, and, now that I think about it. But whatever, it doesn't matter because he wasn't. So they send him the contract, but there's no signature on the bottom of the contract. Right. That was online. So he sends it to credit card
company. This is also important to talk about. I mean, you know, like this is something that people are getting ripped off on. And they did it a second time. They did it this past weekend. So, you know, it said Carolla was going to MC the final show. Right? He did not. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened this time, but I know last time he was so fucking annoyed. He was watching. Like, I walked in, I saw how pissed he was being there. Like,
Right.
He didn't MC nothing. He sat on the side.
I saw the video clips of him sitting on the side with, I think, Alonzo Bowden it was.
Yep, and they both were just like...
Here's the other thing. Carolla did shows in San Francisco the weekend of this camp that was going on in October. So he wasn't even in town. And then he came back, apparently, and, you know, he was supposed to MC it, but I think he just kind of sat off to the side and watched everyone or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's something that they promised. He's going to MC it. He doesn't do that. It's big false advertising. The fact that he's telling you there's 15 people in here, you're like, that's what sold you on it, plus the celebrity names. Yeah, that's going to sell someone on it. You know, if they were like, there's 80 people, you're going to be like, no fucking way. You know what I mean?
No way. Not in a million years. I mean, I felt even stupid doing it with 15, and I was like, but whatever. Like, you know.
Right,
at the time I had the money.
You know, it's funny. I just, like, I said Jerry Katzman's name earlier, but he was on the Carolla show when Brian Bishop and Gina Grad were doing the show, and he was a guest. And they talked about his comedy class. And his comedy class was, like, 12 people.
Yeah.
Everyone just listened to each other. They write. Yeah. There's a book that, you know, you have to buy on your own. The class was $900, but, there's a lot of comedians that do that class that end up doing the Tonight Show and have done late night. Like, when I say a lot, there's a bunch. So just the fact, even as of recently. So it's just weird to me that he wasn't there doing that. That's why I thought
was... I would say, like, Carolla, and obviously that's what a comedy class should be. 9-10 people, whatever, you know, and you're getting your money's worth, you're working out with people, all that stuff. But the fact that Carolla signed on to this thing and they're charging this amount of money, his ass should have been there all 4 days, even if he's just sitting there hanging out, talking to people. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, he's promoting it. His name is all over the thing.
I don't want to badmouth him. So.
Why? I mean, don't you think he should have been more involved?
Yeah, I mean, teaching people? He should have been, I guess. But I don't think maybe he knew.
It was a hack move.
It was.
Yeah.
Cash grab.
It is a cash grab. I do agree with that.
Rachel, what do you think?
Yeah.
I feel awkward with this echo thing that's going on, but it's definitely a cash grab. And I think that Carolla is very well aware of what he's doing. Yeah. It's very clear. I don't know about Jay so much, but like I can't believe that Carolla doesn't know what he's doing. But the fact that he walks in and pissed off.
Well, that's what I mean.
But
I mean,
that's his persona too. He just always looks mad.
But he does his camp. He does the camp, and then he you know, he signs up to do it a second time. So this is where Jay is.
I was surprised. I was like, oh,
yeah,
he's doing
exactly.
It again.
We'll get into that in a minute. Yeah, okay. But let's play a clip from the Adam Carolla show talking about the camp. Here we go.
So we watched 44, 47 open micers. Essentially,
back to back,
literally back to back. I mean, 25 seconds in between acts. Now, the thing that's funny, and Alonzo, you probably experienced this as well. Half the people used up the first minute of their 3 minutes complaining that they only had 3 minutes, which I would always say to people. It's the same people who do crowd work,
right?
When they have 10 minutes or 5 minutes, it's like, just get to the act. Just do the jokes. Don't do crowd work. You're doing a short set. And if you're complaining, ironically, that you only got 3 minutes and you just burnt 1 minute complaining about it, now you have 2 minutes to disarm the bomb.
I was writing notes, and I wrote that note repeatedly. Get to the joke. Mm-hmm. Get to the first joke. Don't acknowledge Adam. Don't try to be, because a lot of them were trying to be funny with you.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, that's going to do you no good. Just get to the joke. And the other thing that.
This is the class.
Yeah, so they didn't teach anything in the class.
That's what they should have taught in the class.
There was no joke writing structure, timing your sets.
Get your first joke in. Start fucking going at it. Don't complain. And people were complaining because he paid so much money. Right. So I understand what that meant. I didn't know.
So that's a fact that like Carolla wasn't there teaching anything. You know what I mean? It was like no one taught anything, it seemed like, or else these people would have known they have 3 minutes. Get into your act. You know what I mean?
After the first year, they should have told them this year, like, hey, when you go up there, don't complain for the first minute or so. Because I think it's stupid that they're complaining, though, at the same time, because they should know to go into these jokes. Especially if they're watching each other. That's why these people are not really comedians.
Right. But there's also the confusion where they're promising some people 5 minutes, and then they find out they have three. And look, I think we all know as comics, beginning comic, three is plenty for these kind of people, probably.
But here's the thing.
As a salesperson, if you're paying $6,000 and they're like, you will have 5 minutes at the showcase, and then you get there and they're like, three, I mean, I'd be pissed if I paid that much money.
I don't know. You know, to me, it's stupid. You know what? Next year, they should have just given them the 5 minutes, because then they would have been in fucking dead silence for 5 minutes, and they would have ate shit for that long. Because then, even if they went into their fucking bits, the fact that they're complaining this much if they actually look and research, it's just like the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, the Improv. Everyone gives 3 minutes. You get a minute, 2 minutes and a half. You get the light. Get the fuck off the stage. At 3:30, they turn off the mic and they play the music to get you off.
Right. But the fact that they didn't even know what to do in the three minutes.
They're also kind of like idiots. I mean, did you go up there and complain about 3 minutes?
No, I went up. I did my thing. I didn't even look at them to the left. I went up. I did my thing. I saw the light. I was like, all right.
Here's the thing. I mean, you know that. Yes, Rachel, go ahead. What?
No, I was just saying that's because we know that. These are people from Kansas.
They had no sets. There was nobody with sets. Like, that's why I bitched about the camp, and then
that's what makes me laugh about it is like when people complain about how much time they're doing when they have no fucking time. So 3 minutes is enough. Yes, I agree that, you know, since they pay this money, but I wish they would have taught a lesson.
Well, then they shouldn't even.
How many 3 minutes I did fucking for the first.
But that's
year.
The thing. The word 5 minutes shouldn't even come up then in the programming or the sales pitch, whatever. True. You know what I mean? So that's a thing. And then here's Carolla again talking another clip here.
So I just did Comedy Fantasy Camp.
This is afterwards.
And I was up there with Jay Leno. And there's this guy who's like 60. And we're telling everyone, do 2 minutes of your act, and Jay Leno and Caroline Ray will tweak it and critique it.
Cool.
So the guy got up there. He took his shirt off. He was like a 6-year-old dude.
It's like a Burt Kreischer.
Took his shirt off. He's wearing original, like trunks, pulls them up high.
I love it already.
He's talking the entire time in a Clint Eastwood voice, like a bad Clint Eastwood thing. Pulls his backpack, pulls out a traffic cone, sets it there on the stage, yes, and goes, "Hey, kids, get off of my lawn." And then he pulls out a beer from his backpack and he hands it to Jay and he goes, "Hold my beer, Jay." And then he completely does nothing. But my question is what did he think was going to happen? Because what did he think was going to happen? Because it just couldn't have, whatever was in his head couldn't have been what happened, but what was in his head, and then why would this work?
Right.
You know what I mean? With no jokes and no material and your shirt off, why? How you think Jay Leno's going to be holding a side, like doubled over?
No notes.
His only note is, can you open for me coming up at the Wiltern Theater this weekend? Like,
I mean, the guy's like Andy Kaufman doing all that.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a prop comic. But here's the thing. I mean, look, yes, it's funny to laugh at this kind of guy going up and doing this thing or whatever. But like, that, I mean, look, they're making fun of these poor people too. It's like,
and they own the rights to that now. So now, like, that's somewhere out there, and I mean, maybe someone's gonna post it.
But this clip just shows, like, Carla doesn't. It's not really helping these people. You know what I mean?
Did they give him? Were you there for it? No, not this.
Were you there for that? The cone, the guy?
No, I don't remember it. Was that just this one?
No, this was the first one.
No, but there was like two or three.
This is the one that just happened.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I mean, there was only three people that went up, but again, you saw it, like nobody had a set, nobody had anything.
So, no one killed.
So, the one kid who killed,
is anyone a success yet?
Yeah. So, Rob, this clip was from the second one, correct?
That's the second one.
So, Rico, now, didn't they pull up like five or six people during the first showcase or first class to go up in front of Leno and Caroline Ray, and they gave them notes, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Not everyone got to do that, right?
It was three or four, and it was like
Do you know how they picked the people that got a chance to do that?
Well, they were pretty much, they had this small couple, and they went up on stage like five times.
They were small people, right?
Yeah. So it was like, and the wife didn't even pay, so she was just with him.
So it was like a sizzle reel for them.
They
picked them because they wanted that footage.
They wanted that footage.
That's two for one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, well, I guess.
Oh my God. Exploding midgets now. This is like Oompa Loompas. What's happening here? Together, they make one whole person.
So.
What's that, Rachel?
What? That's one whole person.
One whole person, yeah. They got a half discount. Man.
That's good. You guys, you paid for half. You stand on top of each other. That's one person. All right, perfect. Oh.
The one guy's his bit was all about ripping the whole thing. He's like, we got to see, you know, fantasy camp for three people.
Yeah,
I'm really happy for them. Two of them was small.
So they pick a couple like that. That's like it's a good for
Matt
the,
Rife
for the
wasn't
real.
In the class, and then he blew up.
Yeah. I mean, that's
no offense to Matt Rife. He's hilarious.
That'll be their next thing is that they start burning people. So they pick like five people to go up on the thing.
Not even five. Or whatever. Go ahead, yeah.
But like, don't you think like everyone should have that opportunity for paying that much money?
That's what it was initially thought.
Right.
That
like everyone should have 5 to 10 minutes up there with Leno and Caroline Ray giving notes on your set. Like everyone should have that experience for that amount of money, don't you think, Rob?
Yes, they all should have got notes, but again, I don't know. The 5 minute part makes me laugh because it's awful. Comedy 3 minutes can be fucking forever.
No, but I'm talking about the class, like the workshop. Like not everyone got to do that thing.
No one gave
that guy notes and said, "Hey, why did you take out the cone?" Or like, why are you talking like Clint Eastwood here? And why are you saying it? You're going to hand Jay Leno a beer? Maybe you shouldn't do that.
It seemed like an acting scene or something, like a sketch.
Improv, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Andy Kaufman.
All right,
he's ahead of his time, dude.
That'd be
funny 4 years from now. That guy's blowing up.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, exactly. He goes viral.
He comes back.
It's like the greatest guy ever.
Yeah. The Reddit threads on this fantasy camp are also tearing it apart. Some of the things that we were noticing on here, someone said it's like Trump University, but even dumber. The big one though is like I can tell you exactly what happened. What a total scam! The guy who puts on Rock Camp sends emails, 15 people, almost full, class is almost full, 15 people, and then you show up and there's 70 plus people there. Adam Carolla appeared twice during the 4 days. The first was for his podcast workshop, where he told the story he's told on his podcast 10,000 times. The second time he appeared was the final show on the last day. He showed up late with luggage from the airport in tow. He seemed so unhappy to be there that people were wondering.
Oh, come on. The guy's traveling. He's like 60 years old.
He should have been there the whole time for the camp. After the show, he couldn't have left the improv any faster. It was sad to see read the private Facebook messages saying, never meet your hero. He seemed to care little if anyone got anything out of their $4+K that they invested in this experience. We also learned this whole thing was Adam's idea, which seems strange because he seemed to have zero ownership over how it went. There was zero value to build anything on their existing comedy career because the agents, comedians, and bookers didn't want to have any meaningful one-on-one conversations, including the $1,000 extra dinner that Rico was mentioning that were promised. Part of me doesn't blame the industry people because most of the attendees were people who have never written a joke or been to an open mic. There was even a 16-year-old who monopolized a lot of the engagement. And Caroline and Jay Leno kept best to keep a good face, but this thing was dead on arrival. It was cool to hear Jay Leno say the word cunt.
Part of a joke? Was he quoting someone else's joke?
Yes, the whole bit was...
Was a Henny Youngman joke? Or?
So they did have this thing again recently, last weekend, and it was the second time. And I happened to be at the improv. I watched some of the showcases. I walked in and watched a guy on stage.
Off a shirt?
No, he didn't take off a shirt. He had 3 minutes. He went in, he was up on stage, and he froze. And he didn't say anything for about a minute. And he was like,
He did a Mitch McConnell?
He didn't have anything to say. And then Caroline Ray was off to the side saying, do you want your notes? And then there's people from the crowd going, like, you can do it. Don't worry. This was a minute. And then he finally started talking again. But there was a whole minute that he didn't say anything. And I'm like, this poor bastard. Like, this is a guy who should have taken a public speaking class in a community college for a couple $100 or something. You know what I mean?
Like, doesn't have the time. 4 days. He came in here from like Florida. Come on.
They also moved.
How old was he?
He's probably 50, 60, God. Something like that. All right. They also moved from what I was reading, they also moved the classes to Emerson College instead of the Hollywood Roosevelt. So they downgraded to the Emerson College, apparently, to have the workshops. And I think the second time.
Well, it's more collegiate.
Some of the comedians and instructors were.
Do you join a fraternity and like Emerson? Or like,
I don't know. Sororities? I don't know. But some of the instructors for round two were John Lovitz, Brian Dunkelman.
Oh, that's the ticket. Yeah.
Dante. I don't know who else. And then Caroline. Leno,
Brian Dunkelman.
And Adam again were there. But Adam was not at the final performance this time. He didn't even come to the showcase. Well, he was not there.
The following year, you saw what he said about it. It was torture. So.
Yeah. But again, he's ready to do it again. So like that's where it's the
wait.
Cash
he
goes.
Was there because he talked about it right there with the Cone.
He was not. He was not. At
he
the
might have shown up for a little bit.
He was not there. He was not there.
You sure?
I was there the whole time. He was not.
All
there.
Right.
He was. He's probably talking about the workshop day where they did time in front of Leno. Because Leno was not there either. So him with the guy with the cone is the guy on stage during the workshop. That's what they're talking
Hold
about.
My beer. That's a. I'm going to use that. I'm sorry.
I will fucking give you $100 if you do that.
I'm going to use it tonight. I got a show tonight. I'm going to be like, yeah. Hold my beer. I'm going to take out a red cone.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a homeless person just went up on stage. Where did he get this money?
Never mind where he got this money. Somebody told him that was funny, and he enough that he went.
No, it was in his head. It's a fantasy camp. It was in his head. He was playing it out. He thought it was going to murder. Yeah. And you know what? In his head, he probably murdered. You know, like that's what happens when you watch delusional comics go up, and they're like, "Oh, how'd it go?" It's like, "Oh, I fucking did really well." I'm like, "Did you not hear? Did you record your set? Do you like when you watch your sets? Do you hear the no laughter? Because that's if that guy. I wonder if they added laughter on the recording. Did you get a copy of yours? No, you didn't, right?
No. Fuck that.
That would have been $5,000.
I didn't sign. So just a real quick thing. Yeah. So I didn't sign, and they were putting those charges without my approval. So I was able to the 899s. So I fought them. They sent all this paperwork, and I'm like, I don't know what this scam is. I'm like, they fucking did not have permission.
Right.
So all the 899s got erased. I could have fought the original $5.99, but I was like, you know what? I ate some fucking Hard Rock sandwiches and popped up. I was like,
right.
So I was like,
yeah, that's around.
I offered him I offered him $1,000. He said no, so fuck him. He's getting $5.99.
Well, that's what I mean. The fact that
$600 for five sandwiches or wait, one sandwich,
three, two, three. But that's sandwiches. What
I
mean.
I think
I didn't even finish him.
I think that the fact that this David Fischoff would not
that's very Adam Carolla. I mean, you let things go to waste. You never let anything go to waste. So I'm surprised that you didn't finish your food.
But if it cost, I'm on Ozempic, so
I would have finished it out of spite, you know, like just like I gotta finish this. This is $600 I gotta eat.
I think the fact that David Fischoff wouldn't even entertain the idea of a refund is a shit move. Dude, I think
here's another thing: his nephew gave his son-in-law is a rabbi.
Is his name Jerry Kushner?
Very, very tech savvy. And he gave pretty much a presentation. His son-in-law, the rabbi, gave a presentation of pretty much how AI is going to take over entertainment.
I saw something about that, yeah.
And and comedy. Like, pretty much, I was watching. Like,
why would you have that at the camp where you're trying to tell people how to write stuff? And like,
but I talked
AI,
to him afterwards.
Pretty much, this camp's going to be non-existent. AI is going to run it.
So, but if you look it up, it's hard to find stuff. He knows. He was saying something to me. I think he was kind of pitching me. I'm like, you know, what about, like, bad stuff? He's like, oh, you can get that stuff off the internet. So like, you can watch, like, you know, like, anytime it comes up, you can go up.
So this guy is trying to scrub all the negative press of this thing?
Try to find it. You only find it on Reddit.
Really?
You're not finding bad press anywhere. It's Facebook pages will get shut down.
Well, here's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, this guy's good. I mean, he's not a hacker good. It's like,
right, oh, right. This is going to get shut down.
No, man, he can't take this down. We own this.
cut to 2 days later. Sorry, Basil.
I'm dead somewhere.
I got to start getting hit with charges. I'll be like, fucking dog.
They
fraudulently charged my card.
They did fraudulently charge. It's a huge scam. So I was talking to people at the second one over the past weekend, and there was some woman there that this was her second time taking it. She was from Florida, I believe, and
wasn't famous from the first.
She's
time?
Not famous. No. She came back. She wanted to, you know, learn more.
I'm Natasha Leggero. It's like, what? You're hilarious. No. You're famous.
So I talked to her and I was like, what do you think of the camp? I'm like, are you enjoying it? Are you getting a good experience out of it? She's like, it's honestly to meet the people and the networking and stuff. And I'm like, really? I'm like, she's like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff I could have found out online, pretty much everything. She's like, it's just pretty much to meet the people and get some photos and get away for the weekend.
Fantasy
and I'm
camp.
Like, all right, yeah. See, that's who it's pitched to. It's someone from Florida. It's someone from, you know, a divorcee, a retiree, whatever. Someone that's had the dream that never really took the step to try it at all and wants to take the chance. That's who it's built for. It's a fantasy camp. It's not built for people like Rico or anyone like that's really. You know, I don't know. I would say if you're really trying to become a comedian, take a local class. Make sure there are 10 to 12 people in the class. Get some Yelp
notes.
Get some notes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
get
like
referrals
15
from people that people know. You know what I mean? There was no Yelp review on this thing before it existed, right? You were the first. You were the guinea pig of the first class. Yeah, we were the guinea
pig. But again, so like it was like for expert up to expert. And I'm like, oh, you know, $3,000. I guess if you're that level and you got that type of money. Why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, it's three times more than a big class in L.A., but you're with Jay and fucking Adam this, that, and the other thing. And then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. It is a good idea if it was run. It seemed very unorganized when I was there, just people running around, not knowing what was going on.
I think if it was, like you said, though, I mean, they try to do it this year, too. They separated them into groups, and they put them with different comedians.
They changed a little bit, and I think I don't think there was as many people. The other thing is that the showcase is about a three-hour show. So it's 50 to 70
That's
comedians.
How long usually is an open mic, though, at the Improv, right? I mean, it's like 3 hours?
But they had like five groups, and they were like, you know, splitting people, like, and everyone would stand and stretch in between the group. There was no intermission, but that was the intermission. It was like, all right, now we're gonna stretch, you know. It was like that kind of
thing.
They
would tell people to stretch.
People got up, like, and they kind of
stretch.
Yeah,
was that
it was like a seventh inning stretch. Yeah, you're right. It was very long. It was a very long show.
Guys, this laughter's not keeping you guys up or what?
I was there scouting some people for a Basshole live show because there were definitely plenty of assholes there.
Did anyone do good though?
The one kid who did good was the kid that I was hanging out with a lot.
The 16-year-old?
No, not 16-year-old. So he was a writer. So they had there's a whole writing thing that you were able to pitch to a writer.
Yeah.
But when they got there, they were like, "We're going to take one page."
Like
from
throw
three
a baseball.
People.
Like throw a baseball into a catcher's mitt?
Yeah, 100%.
You're going to pitch to a writer. It's like,
so he wrote me a letter of just bitching about it. And he's like, and I was like, just do that on stage. I was like, take the notebook and read that off of stage. And he pretty much killed because he just ripped. His 3 minutes was ripping on there, the whole thing. And everybody was like, he crushed it. And it got David pissed off. Like,
you know. Oh, yeah, he did?
Yeah,
like you can't talk bad about a comedy club when you're at the comedy club, and you can't talk bad about the camp director
I mean, they definitely are selling a lot of things that obviously didn't happen. It seems like, you know, networking opportunities. It seems like no one really had access to the celebrities besides the panel or whatever. Comedy roast workshop. That was something where they came in and did a fake roast battle with people. Were you there for that at all?
No.
That was.
Again, I kept leaving.
I saw some clips online where it was like Jamar Neighbors and Moses. Maybe I don't know who else. I don't know. But there was a fake roast battle where they would have campers roast each other. Podcast workshop, comedic timing.
Man, you're so stupid. You paid for this camp.
Yeah. Apparently, I heard people were roasting the camp or something like that.
Paid $5,000 for a sandwich.
Comedy and digital media with the rise of platforms like TikTok. Comedy has taken over new forms. Learn how to do TikTok.
Learn how to do TikTok.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, It's definitely a false advertising a little bit, I would say. A lot of false advertising.
They fucked a lot of people, and a lot of people that were leaving were just kind of like they knew, but
yeah,
they were just, you know, it was one of the.
It's like a pyramid scheme. Well, the people that have never been to Hollywood, I get it. They want to come out here and see Hollywood. You know, they see Jay Leno, they get a photo, they get some notes, they meet people. Again, people at certain ages like that from all over the place, they're happy to just meet people. You know, they may make friends from this thing, which is worth $5,000.
Friendly people in LA, get the hell out of here.
They're not from LA.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Friendly people in LA, get the hell out of here. Going out to people asking them what they do for a living.
Rachel, what do you think about this camp overall?
I wasn't listening anymore. I'm so bored. I get it. Like this was a scam for anyone who really wants to do comedy. But it sounds like it was a fun time for anybody who just wanted to get away from their spouse. So.
Rachel, blink twice if you're not kidnapped and you're not in a room right now or being kidnapped. Could you blink twice?
I feel like you didn't really move. We don't even, like, you're just in a box somewhere.
Are you in a submarine? Is that where you are?
I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. It's a real room.
Is that where the magic happens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In my closet. Yeah. It's where all the fun happens.
There you go.
All the way in Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, what else do we have to say about this thing? I mean,
are you going to play another clip of that last clip of people doing stand up or?
I don't know if I have.
Where's your show tonight?
My show is off of Chandler. I'm doing some like mental health thing, whatever. I don't know. It's like it might be an AA group. Who knows?
Here's the coaches. I mean, this is what I have. Meet your coaches.
Dow Studio.
Mike August, Daniel Loeb. I don't know. I have all this stuff. Just seeing what we have here.
I thought you had the clip of Brian Beckerman posted.
Oh, that was a story. I think it went away after a while.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't fuck up.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, comedy fantasy camp scam.
Now we're like Dateline. Is that what the show is? We're like Dateline.
Why not?
We're gonna expose.
Hey, I mean, there was.
I mean, we're exposing assholes.
I would say that this fantasy camp falls under the asshole category a little bit. No.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I hate saying that it does, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I just because I love the show, and I'll still listen to the show.
I have no problem with. I mean, I like. I think Carolla's funny. You know, I mean, like, I listen to the show occasionally, not as much as you, but like, I do like it. And obviously, he's the, you know. Podcasting 15 years, so he knows what he's doing, you know what I mean? But I do think this was a cash grab, and I think everyone involved should be a little bit more hands-on if they're charging that much money for these poor people to come out here and do this thing. That's all. I don't know.
I kind of was trying to explain to him. I'm like, you know, I know you think that comedians, like, everybody's fighting for each other. I'm like, yes, we're all sharks, but we all swim in the same water out here in LA. Like, you know, we kind of watch each other a little bit. Like, you're kind of shitting where we all eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing this and it's making all of us out in LA look bad.
Right.
You know, so he was just like, he didn't fucking, again.
He didn't
There's just a bunch of ways that this could have been done so much better.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, you didn't have to get like these big names either. You could have got a couple of them and said that they were performing at a show. possibly ask questions, but get people that really want to be there.
Exactly.
And help, like the guy that you said that was really, you know, trying to teach the class. This could be successful if they did that. But yeah, it is a cash grab.
I think they could have actually, you know, great comedy teachers, like the people that do it here in town, be a part of this and really teach people from out of town, you know. And yeah, get like Leno, Carolla, and be very specific. Like they are doing a panel, like they, it's going to be Q&A, whatever, you know. But you're not going to have one on one time with Leno, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, they could have told him too, like, hey, go to open mics, go, you know, like figure this out, get the Judy Carter book, which is very helpful to like start comics that are starting out.
Get comics that are actually doing it, schlepping away here, like. Going to the mics, like follow, like shadow them for a day. You know what I mean? Why not?
Not shadow
them,
but maybe.
That's fantasy camp. That's real life comedy camp.
Yeah, I actually tried to tell some guys about going to open mics. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to that show. I'm going to your open mic. You want to come?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't want to miss the show. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's because they've never seen this show with this many people on it that they know. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I would say, I do think they tried to improve it for the second round. With what went wrong on the first one, I do think it's still unorganized a lot, and it seems like it's a big scam. I don't know if they do it for the third time. I don't know. I mean,
they only did it in October, so it's not even like a year.
No, no, they're trying to do this, I think, three times a year or something.
Oh, my goodness.
If this guy's making over 300
grand,
if this guy's making over 300 grand each pop, are you kidding me? He's going to do it every chance he can.
If you're listening, I want to be a counselor.
At the same time, the third edition, we're going to see Rob as a coach on the fucking lineup.
Oh, my God, that'd be great. And I'm teaching people.
Wait, Rachel, what do you want to say?
I could teach some comedy.
Oh, look.
I have credits. I'm like,
fuck you guys.
I love it. If he wants me, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no, one more year. You gotta have 3 years.
There was a girl that had 3 years. I'm almost right there.
I'll just come and bash it on the
podcast. That's crazy. Someone that's been doing it for 3 years trying to teach a class. That is insane to me. To me, Richard Jenny said it the best, and it says it in the book, the Judy Carter book. Like your first 5 years of stand up, you're fucking not doing well. Like you can do well.
I mean, you got
like one or two or three jokes that work, but like it is a grind. And then by your fifth year, it's like boot camp. And then by then, you start you learn how to walk, you crawl, and then you learn how to walk, and then you're running. But Jesus, like. Whenever someone tells me that they want to do stand up, it's like you have to feel miserable. You have to feel like you don't want to go do a show. You do it,
but
and then you feel good. And then you feel good after the show, and then that's. I mean, I'm neurotic before I go up. I'm like, this crowd's going to hate me.
David Fishoff is going to start doing stand up. I think.
See, I might pay to go see that.
I would not pay that. What, $5,000?
Yeah. Exactly. He's headlining, yeah.
It's a bringer show.
All right. Well, Rico, do you have shows coming up?
I actually have one in an hour at Dow Comedy Studio, and then I have one at the Fourth Wall. You know, they're small venues, but you know how it is. It's just...
You're grinding away.
I'm meeting
comedy
people.
Grind.
Speaking of grinding,
I go to writing groups with people.
Speaking of grinding, comedy grinder with Rob.
Comedy grinder. Don't be an asshole.
No, no, his show is called.
No,
comedy
I got a
grind.
Show called Comedy Grind, and it's been doing well. And I try to look at it. You know, I try to get newer comics too. Not a bringer show. It's about like a group of people promoting a show,
right?
Getting people out. You can get a good tape out of it. And so far, the shows have been successful.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that
it's only $5,000 to perform.
Yeah,
right?
Only $5,000.
I'll give you 200. You give me 10 minutes.
You only get 2 minutes. 2 minutes of your best stuff, all right? That's it? No. I give everyone like 7 minutes, and then the veteran comics do like around 10. Usually the people that I do book are people from like Jerry Katzman's class who I know took the class. So I am more than likely they have a solid 5 minutes at the least. And
would
so
you,
far
would
it's been working.
Would you consider booking anyone that has attended this camp on your show?
No.
I'm doing 10 tonight. I got a solid 10.
Yeah, Rico's like, Rico quit, though. He might have a chance.
I'm a dropout, dude. Look at Steve O as a cop.
Yeah, most of the dropouts are successful. Yeah.
Oh, no. I would cringe watching someone with a red cone. And like, I cringe when I watch somebody
now,
do
that.
Now,
let me tell you something. I would love to get that guy with the cone on the Bass Hole Live show. That would be funny.
And then ask him, how do you think he did?
Sell out.
Yeah, how do you think he did? Yeah, he would sell out.
That kind of guy is appropriate for the podcast version of the show, the live show version.
But yeah, I do a show and I try to like get the younger comics, but it's hard because everyone's asking you, and some people don't have a clue whether it's funny or not, and they want to send a video or whatever, and it's like that's why I just book mostly people from Jerry Katzman's class. Because I swear to God.
Rob is promoting another class instead of the comedy.
Well, hey, I'm not promoting. I'm just saying if you're interested in comedy, then there's other classes out there.
I took Greg Dean's class.
I've always heard about that. Greg's I never took that one. But I heard that's great too because you actually sit there and he listens to your
jokes,
your
structure. We've all taken these classes that have helped us write. I've taken a couple, Leslie Wolf, some other ones like storytelling classes. Anything that gets you writing and working with a small group where you can bounce shit off of each other.
Yeah,
is
we
valuable.
Do workout rooms with guys I've met in classes.
Yeah, there's
time.
Also workout rooms around Los Angeles you can go to.
$5. Even getting together with friends that you've worked with and
$5,000.
Rachel and I have worked on stuff, just hashing shit out, writing things, always been very helpful with Rachel giving notes and stuff like that. So
Be wary of men who want to write jokes with you, though, ladies. Just saying.
Let's write. Doug, do you want to write?
I'm gonna write with Rachel via satellite. Right.
Well, be wary of ladies that want to write with you.
Hey,
huh?
She's over the internet now. I'm safe.
I mean, I'm engaged, but I'm unhappily engaged, Rachel. Just so you
know. That's right. You want to write?
Get in line.
You want to write? You want to write? That's all right. That's all right together. That means let's fuck.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. Rico, thank you so much for coming. Coming in and talking about your experience at Comedy Fantasy Camp and exposing it. Rob, thank you for your notes and thoughts on this subject. I know it's very.
I feel so awkward because it's a hero of mine.
I know. I do like
Adam.
And
then if he does see this, and then it's like, I'll never be on, and I'll be just ruined.
You know what? If he sees this,
Rob,
that's
how old are you?
I'm old. I'm fucking 48.
What are you, 15 years old? My hero. It's like if somebody says I'm in love.
It sounds like you should be at the fantasy camp. You can meet everyone.
Yeah, I should go to the fantasy camp.
I'm sure if they give us $5,000, we'll all jump in.
Look, everyone at the fantasy camp I performed with, even Corolla, Caroline Ray, I performed with all these people. Didn't pay money. I got paid.
If they see this, nice. I mean, I that's a problem to have. I don't care. I mean, whatever. I mean, we're just talking about something that is as real and is happening and like... This is our opinion on it. I mean, and it's Rico. Rico went through the whole thing, and he was obviously very disappointed. And we're just talking about it. That's all it is.
Yeah,
and
just another experience in life, right? At the end of the day.
Just be wary of where you spend your money and what you want to do. All right, Comedy Fantasy Camp is a great episode. Very interesting. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Rachel, we got to work on this.
Yeah,
I know. It feels
better
really
sound.
Awkward.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know.
There you go. That's correct.
We'll just cut to you every once in a while.
There was 3 alpha males in here that were fighting.
All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and IG and all that stuff. Basshole live show is going to Alaska April, the first week of April.
Woo-woo.
We're going to do the festival up there. excuse me. And then we'll also be in Tulsa, Oklahoma in May. And then the Improv April 14th. We're going to do Basshole comedy. We're just going to do a regular stand-up comedy show, that show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Rob has his show coming up.
March 22nd on a Friday, 9:45. Got a show tonight and hopefully more shows to come.
There you go. Enrico has a show tonight and more coming
Improv
up.
Lab.
Rachel, do you have any shows in Phoenix?
I live right here.
Oh, yeah. March 18th, I have a show in front of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Perfect. That's your crowd, though. That's your audience?
Yeah, that's my audience. That's what I've realized, unfortunately.
I love it. All right, guys. Thanks so much, guys. This has been a great episode and super fun. Guys, remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.